I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Jalen, did the Michigan Wolverines win yesterday? Did they beat Michigan State?
Did we win? Did we win? Big Ten champs, baby!
Let's start the show. He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we
what
do?
What up, dog? We give the people!
Yes.
What?
You know it's Friday when Jalen Rose shows up with the Versace robe. He is now Jalen Rogue today, not Jalen Rose. We have Big Ben coming back in the yellow and black, much like Jalen is right now. And is Russell Wilson on the way out of Seattle? We will get to that, but we start with the All-Star Draft, Team LeBron and Team KD. Jalen, is it just me, or did LeBron end up with a much, much, much better and more entertaining All-Star team than Kevin Durant? Let's take a look at the rosters.
Well, look at it like this. KD's like, I'm not playing, so I might as well put together a squad of people that I really like. And I ain't gonna sabotage my situation with the Nets and not pick Kyrie first.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that he could not pick anybody except Kyrie. That would have been all bad. But on paper, yes, LeBron James clearly has the more dominant basketball team. But it's going to be a great show, and I'm just excited that we're actually going to have a game.
Oh, we're going to have a game, and what you saw right there were the starters, but that's what happened at the top of the draft. At the very bottom of the draft is where the Jazz got picked. LeBron was asked about that, and here was his response.
I just want to say something, because there's no slander. There's no slander to the Utah Jazz, but you guys got to understand. You guys got to understand, just like in video games growing up, we never played with Utah. Even as great as Karl Malone and John Stockton was, we would have never picked those guys in video games. Never.
Jalen, what is he saying about the Jazz?
Anytime somebody says, I don't mean to insult you, and then say, but, the insult is coming. When somebody says, I don't mean to throw slander, but, and then the slander is coming. This has nothing to do with Utah. This has nothing to do with Stockton and Malone. This has nothing to do with video games. The bottom line is this. There's a cool kids crowd, and apparently the Utah Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, and Rudy Gobert just isn't a part of it. That's all this is. And lastly, the Utah Jazz have what? The best record in the NBA. So It would be LeBron James' style to kind of start needling them already, understanding that they may face them later on in the playoffs.
I love the pettiness that comes in this league, and this is petty, but one thing that really shocks me about this is I understand the Gobert thing, but Donovan Mitchell is an exciting player. He'll dunk on you. He's exactly the type of player that can get hot in an All-Star game, and I hope that he's got a chip on his shoulder and he tries to win the MVP off the bench. I hope that for Donovan Mitchell. And we have to move to the NFL because we have some news. It's not really news, but it's still interesting. The Seahawks are taking calls about potential trades for Russell Wilson. They're not out there making calls, but they'll listen if you dial up. What do you think about this development in Seattle?
I think it's semantics. They're not initiating calls, but they're accepting calls, but they're letting it be known publicly that you can call, and they've also let it be known via Russ, the four teams that should be calling, which means that they're working toward trying to get something done. I wouldn't be surprised, however, if it took place after this season, but if I'm one of those four teams, I'm doing what I can to get Russell in my uniform, in particular those couple of squads like the Bears, who haven't had a 4,000-yard passer in the history of the franchise.
Wow. Jalen, you've got the hat, you've got the robe, and you've got the research. I appreciate it. We also have some other quarterback news. Ben Roethlisberger will be returning to wear the black and yellow, much like you are right now. He reworked his contract. He reduced his pay from $19 million to $14 million to help their cap situation. Jalen, don't forget, this Steeler team was 11-0 this year. Doesn't feel like it, but this team was 11-0 last season. Do you think they will contend with Big Ben?
I have two words: running game. That's what has to get fixed in Pittsburgh. When they're at their best, it's physical defense that can stop the run and cause turnovers. And on the offensive side, of course, Big Ben is a Hall of Famer, and they have great weapons on the outside. But they need a running game for balance. Not only is Ben up there in age, he's not mobile. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they handle this offseason. The Pittsburgh Steelers shown via Le'Veon Bell that they aren't necessarily willing to pay top dollar for a running back. But if I'm them, I'm trying to holler at Aaron Jones. He just played with the Green Bay Packers. They got a couple of other backs on that squad. If they don't go that route, I'm pretty sure they'll get somebody in the draft, because that's what teams normally do, get somebody in second, third round and turn that guy into a player.
I love the idea of Aaron Jones going to the Steelers, because they had some injuries on defense, but you know that defense is solid, one of the best in the whole league. You know Big Ben is consistent, and they just need someone to carry the ball, and Aaron Jones is absolutely perfect person to do it for them if he doesn't stay in Green Bay. Now, Jalen, Creighton basketball coach Greg McDermott is trending for all the wrong reasons. He has been suspended for some of the remarks he made to the players involving a comment about staying on the plantation. Mr. Rose, what do you think about the suspension and the future of his job at Creighton?
I don't feel like he should be fired for what he said. I, however, don't appreciate the fact that when he said it, the system put the power back into the oppressor by basically allowing him to make the players say, well, we don't want you to leave. We don't want you to get fired. So since the players want me to stay on, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to stay on. You know, that's what he decided after all of this. He was just going to stay on. And then you know what the team did? Let him coach another game. I know it's COVID. I know they were on the road. But if you wanted to send a message of suspending him or disciplining him, the time to do it is actually after it takes place. So here's my remedy, because I don't believe he should get fired for what he said. However, the word plantation is something you don't use normally in your vocabulary. And so that's a word it seems like you got to stretch for. In particular, to use it twice, that means that you're trying to put emphasis on it. So here's what I'll say. Players that look like me, when he start going into their living rooms, his recruiting board gonna look a lot different, because they ain't gonna wanna go play for him. That's how this works. So no, he shouldn't get fired, but people that look like me just shouldn't go play for him. And then we'll see how that works at Creighton basketball.
If you were a recruit and he was in your living room recruiting you to Creighton, would you commit to play for a coach that used the word plantation twice when addressing his team?
Not going to be able to do it. Come on, man.
That's what I figured.
You see this outfit right here? For everybody that watched Good Times growing up, this is reminiscent of Lin Ney. And if I don't have it, it must not be in Ney. You know what I'm saying?
It's time for cultural or regional. Recovery is extremely important to athletes, especially football players in the offseason. They're working out and they want to recover. And, you know, you do the hot tub sometimes and the cold tub sometimes. But J.J. Watt and took it a little extra. Let's take a look at J.J. Watt's recovery after a workout. My man is in a frozen lake. They cut a hole in the ice and he's sitting and soaking in a frozen lake. Jalen, natural ice bath, cultural or regional?
Definitely cultural and obviously regional, because you got to get the cold weather. People that look like me that are athletes and need to recover, of course they're going to go hot and cold and hyperbaric chamber and do whatever they got to do. But they're not flagrantly cutting out a piece in a glacier and laying it in on purpose. You'll be alone. Your teammates won't be with you. Your family won't be with you. You'll be alone.
Jalen, I have to admit that one time I did what's called a polar bear plunge on New Year's Day. I jumped into the Atlantic Ocean. Let me tell you, There's probably about 400 people there that did it. Not a single one of them looked like you. Not a single one. Not a single person in that ocean in the cold weather looked like you. They all looked like me. I agree. This is both cultural and regional. Now, this show is the best. Jalen, coming up next, you're going to clean up the champagne that you just sprayed all over the studio, and we're going to discuss the future of that man, Deshaun Watson. Will he ever play in a Texans uniform again? Someone close to him said, don't bet on it. You're watching Jalen Jacoby.
Celebrate good times.
Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here on Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you want to discuss topics, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with a man named Jalen on a podcast talking about the
hit
future
the
of one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. The man named Jalen is Jalen Ramsey. The podcast is Huddle and Flow, and he said that he does not see Deshaun Watson ever wearing a Texans uniform again. Jalen, why does the other Jalen have some insight as to the future of Mr. Watson?
You know what baffles me is when people still want to have this boss versus worker mentality versus teammates. And if you're my quarterback, a franchise one, and I pay you the kind of money that Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson got paid, you know what they become? Partners. I don't understand why these organizations don't want to communicate with their quarterbacks. You see how it worked for Tom Brady when he went to the Bucks? And so you owe that to them. So it's just going to be interesting to see if he's willing to sit out games and lose that salary in order for them to trade him, because I'll be surprised actually if they do it before the start of the season. If they didn't take his word into account, it seems like they may be spiteful to him, not like they did with J.J. Watt by letting him walk and go get a new check. They may try to hold a grudge against Deshaun. Stay tuned.
We will see how that plays out. And Jalen Ramsey and Deshaun Watson both share an agent, so Ramsey does have some insight. Moving on, have some news about another quarterback in the NFL. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Comeback player of the year. In my opinion, Alex Smith did an amazing job of not only healing, but getting back out on the football field. We'll cover this story when he re-signs with another team. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, don't look now, but the Phoenix Suns are the hottest team in the NBA. We'll hit the brakes. Since February 1st, the Phoenix Suns are 14-3, the best record in the league during that span. Jalen, what happened between last year and this year that's changed the Suns so dramatically?
The Chris Paul effect. And not to the point where Western Conference coaches should have put him on the All-Star team ahead of Devin Booker. It's just that once they perform the way they did in the bubble led by Devin Booker, and you know you have young talents like Ayton and Bridges and Johnson, then you can bring in CP and Crowder to take it to the next level. And shout to Monty Williams and his coaching staff. Player development 101.
Absolutely. And when you look at those Western Conference standings, they certainly aren't what you expected going into the season. And also in the Eastern Conference, there's a particular team from the tri-state area that is not where you would expect in the standings. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
The New York Knicks went out and waxed the Pistons yesterday. They're now over 500 at the All-Star break. I'm going to say it again. The New York Knicks are over 500 at the All-Star break. Jalen, how excited are you about the Knickerbockers?
So let me enter the chat for all of you glorious Knickerbocker fans. Some of my favorite people in the world, like David Jacoby, are so extremely happy about their New York Knicks, and rightfully so.
Yes.
I'm happy for you. But you know what?
What?
It does pain me that you guys get to fly when Spike Lee had to crawl. You know, like, have y'all forgotten what happened with Spike Lee?
Wouldn't even let my man take the elevator. Wouldn't even let my man take the elevator. Wouldn't even let my man take. Let Spike take whatever elevator he wants. Whatever elevator he wants. Please.
I got you, Spike. I got you, Spike.
While the Knicks are over 500, they're about three games away from being in 12th place as well. So, moving on, we have the Raptors and the Celtics went head to head. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I'm just watching for Kyle Lowry. Don't be surprised, he and Masai Ujiri, their GM, is working toward getting him to a playoff destination. Had 19 assists. Good win by the Celtics. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Giannis Antetokounmpo did something interesting in his post-game press conference. Keep moving and hit the brakes. He was in Memphis, a city that you've been to many times, and after the win, he did his post-game interview. And what was remarkable about his post-game interview, Mr. Rose?
Gus's fried chicken. I remember when Bill Simmons, the Pod Father, and I was down there for the NBA playoffs, the Spurs at Memphis, and we was eating it every day. Kangaroo Jalen was loving every bit of it. And the thing also, I just saw Paul George doing this, and Giannis was talking about first getting introduced to Wingstop and Lemon Pepper. I just listened to the Lemon Pepper freestyle with Rick Ross and Drake, and when I get done with this show, I probably need to go get me some well-done wings with extra lemon pepper.
Jalen, Baker Mayfield saw aliens.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
He put out this tweet after enjoying a lovely dinner in Texas. He was driving home, and he said he's almost 100%. They just saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on their way home from dinner. Jalen, are you finally going to recognize that UFOs are flying around our atmosphere often, everywhere?
In my best Public Enemy voice, I tried to help you all I can. On this, I can't do nothing for you, man. I can't do nothing for you, man. You tell me. You tell me. Is this cultural or regional? You tell me, David Darling Jacoby. I'll just sit back and let your theme music play. Mork from Ork, Nanu Nanu. Go right ahead.
Listen, if you don't want to recognize the facts, the clear evidence in front of you that there are, in fact, alien life forms and unidentified flying objects often flying around in our very atmosphere, then I can't help you, okay? I can't help. Oh, no, we got the sunglasses, too. Jalen, Drake dropped a few new songs last night. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes, always.
He dropped three songs, one featuring Lil Baby and one that you mentioned earlier featuring Rick Ross. What do you think about the new music from Aubrey?
I think we need to figure who Drake can get in the verses with. I say Drake and Wayne. Drake and Wayne for verses. You know I like to put together these matchups.
That's
Jacoby.
A great one.
Tell
That's
me
a great
what you
one.
Think. What
Drake
you think?
And Wayne. Drake and Wayne, he even referenced Lil Wayne in this EP. I think that that would be a perfect matchup. It would be so much fun. Let's get that done. Listen, my phone doesn't have Timbaland and Swiss Beats in it, but yours does, okay? So get on that, Mr. Rose. Moving on, we have a big fight in the UFC this weekend. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Israel Adesanya will be defending his title. Jalen, do you think Adesanya will retain the belt?
I do. And the one thing I love about this sport, Jacoby, is they fight to the death. And
no, they
every
don't.
Time I no, they really don't. Pay attention, it's like, you know, yes, they do. Yes, they do. And the first thing I tell myself is, man, what a way to make a living. What a way to, I admire them, dog. I admire them. That ain't, I don't consider that a sport. Like NASCAR, if you drive it too, I consider those, that's fatal. I don't necessarily consider, that's fatal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we just had Ryan Garcia. We just had Ryan Garcia punching Juju Smith, and that hurt me.
Jalen, Coming to America 2.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Now available. How excited are you for the return of Coming to America?
Shout out to Eddie Murphy. Shout out to Arsenio Hall. And I got a nugget for all of you guys. Because Rick Ross told me this on the Renaissance Man podcast. They shot that movie at his house. So when you watch it Coming to America, they shot it at my guy Rose's crib.
And I'm sure that Rick Ross got much richer because of that. When we come back, we will celebrate the Michigan men's basketball win over rival Michigan State and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby, and he's in a robe.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Thank you for watching Jalen Jacoby on television, but the Jalen Jacoby experience does not end when the show ends. Make sure you listen to the podcast every day. We have exclusive content every single day that you can only get on the podcast. Subscribe and download the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby television show. If you listen to the podcast, you don't get to see Jalen in his Versace robe celebrate another Michigan victory. The latest to fall to the Wolverines was Michigan State last night. Jalen, how do you feel about your Wolverines now?
Hail to the victors. Big shout, Juwan Howard. Congratulations to the team. I'm really proud of how this team continued to mature during the season. And it's always great to see Juwan breaking out the dance moves.
The classic dance moves. But not only that, he brought it home, too. Look at the salsa. Look at the range on your guy. Jalen.
And see, this is where I like having rich friends that have been cultured. Because Chi-Town Nuke used to be doing the sweat and doing the cabbage patch. But he done played ball in Miami. Now he got a little samba, a little salsa. But he got all the cool points from his lovely wife. She taught him how to dance. Big shout.
Absolutely.
Janine.
Big shout to the Michigan Wolverines. They have another game against Michigan State this weekend. We will be back on Monday on ESPN at 2 p.m. And hopefully Jalen will also wear a robe on Monday as well. We always do podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners because we started this as a podcast 10 years ago. We're coming up on our anniversary, Jay. We're coming up on it. We're like, so what was that? September, I want to say? Yes. Yeah, so yeah, after this summer, we're going to have a 10-year anniversary. And by September, I'm going to be vaccinated. I'm going to be vaccinated. You're going to be vaccinated. We're going to party.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Yo, big shout to the Jump. They celebrated their 5-year anniversary.
Later this month.
They celebrated their 5-year anniversary on the Jump. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, I don't even know when our anniversary is. Like, we're just disorganized. Like, they're like, sorry. Like, we don't even know. I don't even think we could find it. Someone's like, oh, it's going to be fun to dig up some old audio of the old podcast. But like, I don't know where it is. Can't find it. Off the servers. Like, I can't even find it. I don't even think we can find it. It's off YouTube. It's off the servers. Man, you were fat back then, too.
How about Woo. This, though?
Big ass head. Oh. Your head looked like a full sphere, like a globe. Like we just like your head was like a full circle in all directions. It was like a globe, so it looked like a basketball. Now you got chiseled jawbones.
Well, you can see my jaw now, I guess. You can just see.
They exist. You watch some of those old story time with Jalen Roses, your head's just a straight up circle in all directions.
And the funny thing, when you look back at him, and I'm sitting in the chair and it leaned back, it looked like I'm pregnant.
His second trimester. Second trimester, just starting the show. Yo, I can't even clown.
Oh, man.
I got on the scale this morning. I got an extra 10, man. I got the COVID-19. I definitely got the COVID-19. I got on the scale, and I was just like, I hope this number's not that bad. Because, yo, I don't look the same with my shirt off anymore. I would, yo, you know what happened to me? I was taking the subway to go pick up my daughter. So I'm going down the subway steps because, you know, veteran subway riders like myself know all the tricks. And one of the tricks is before the train comes, you get a little gust of wind because the train pushes that air through the tunnel. So I'm like going down the stairs and I feel that breeze. I'm like, oh, I gotta get down there. So I go down the stairs really fast. And you know what happened? My titties were jiggling. Jiggling titties going down the stairs. I gotta do some push-ups or something,
baby.
Dog.
Go ahead,
yeah,
baby.
I gotta do some push-ups, man. I was like, that's the first time in a long time that happened.
I got you, though.
What's that?
In the meantime, in between time, I got you. You know what I'll do?
Breast
I'll send you some bras.
That would really hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? Like, I act like everything's all good. It's all jokes. But if you send me, like, some training bras, that would, like, really hurt my feelings. Just the idea that you, like, went to the store and bought them, and then I know you'd be going to the package store. You send a lot of packages. Is that just a rich people thing? Like, why are you always sending packages? Every time I talk to you on the phone, you're like, oh, I gotta go to the post office and send some packages. Like, what? What are you sending packages for? Who are you sending packages to?
I'm always... Just think about it like this. The way most people receive mail every day, I do as well, along with packages that need to get shipped and received and vice versa. And I can't front. I'm so very blessed. Boxes and boxes of Puma. You know what? Here's what I need. Somebody call and leave a voicemail and tell me someone that wears a size 15. I want to start donating some of these size 15s that I got.
What about our former producer, Baron?
No one in my family wears a size 15.
Yeah. With our former producer, Baron, Big Crown. Reggie, tell me Big Crown is a 15. The flyest mailman in Chicago. Get Big Crown out there with the Pumas. Because he's on the streets. He needs that comfortable Puma comfort. He's walking. He's on his feet.
I got you, Big Crown.
Yo, I love Reggie and Big Crown's relationship.
Oh, God. Hey, Big Crown, they got the GPS on there.
Big Crown's upset because the new mail truck has GPS. I don't want anyone. Like, one thing I would never do, because younger people, do you know what they do? They share their location with their friends. I would never share my location with anybody. My wife said to me, she's like, oh, let's share each other's location so we know where we are all the time. I was like, no way. No chance. What do you have to hide? I'm like, I just don't like people knowing where I am. You know what I mean? As far as she's concerned,
that's for minors to me. Like the only time to me you should be doing that location thing is a minor, like a parent or a guardian to a minor. Or if you're trying to just give somebody directions, you can just text it to them or tell them to Waze it. You don't have to share your location.
I'm never sharing my location. Never. I was in Central Park and someone's like, where are you? Just drop a pin so I can find you. I was like, nah. I'm not even doing that. Like, nah. I don't like that. I don't like people knowing where I am.
Not gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, no chance.
But can I tell you something, fam?
Mm-hmm.
What you just said is leadership 101 that we all need to teach ourselves. It's when a fad happens, and you talked about this the other day, like just because Kim Kardashian wearing the new Yeezys, that's not going to make me think they're fly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as I got older, there's certain things that even the cool kids started doing, I had to make sure wasn't a fad. I'll name one for you. Instagram. You know, Jacoby, for years, I was like, I'm good.
I'm not a photographer. That's what I said. I'm not a photographer. I was like, Jalen, like this. There's a lot of people on there. You know? Remember House Party at the beginning of the panty? Early in the panty, everybody's on House Party. I was like, nah, I ain't enjoying that. TikTok, I'm not too old for TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me tell you what TikTok is. Someone's like, explain TikTok to me. I'd be like, all right, girls do a dance at the end, they show you their butt. That's TikTok. That's TikTok to me. They do some sort of cheerleading dance with their hands, and then they show their butt at the end. That's basically every single TikTok fad. Is at the end, show your butt. That's it.
Or Halloween. Halloween costumes, too.
Yep.
Halloween costumes, too.
I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on House Party. Clubhouse. You doing Clubhouse? I've been invited to Clubhouse by a few people. People tell me I would love it.
I have, too.
You doing Clubhouse?
I have, too. So you'll appreciate this answer. So I need to When I was with you last time, I realized that your phone is 2 times bigger than mine. Mm-hmm. So I need to get a larger phone.
Are you jealous?
With a larger font.
You got FOMO?
And for Renaissance Man, they wanted me to download Clubhouse. You know what I realized?
You don't
Apple
know how to
ID
do it?
Issues.
Oh, yeah.
Apple
oh, yeah.
ID issues.
Dylan can't sign on
I'm
to
like,
anything.
I'm like, you know.
He can't sign on to anything.
I'm like, man.
You got ESPN, you gotta log in. You go to Bristol, you got all these different computers with logins. You just have to put in your little login information. I promise you, if I was like, Jalen, the winning lottery numbers are on this computer. All you have to do is log in using your ESPN login. You don't even know your username, do you? You don't even know your username, do you?
No.
It's not just the password. You don't even know his username. I'm sure like you have an ESPN email too.
Nah, I've never used my ESPN login. I've never used my ESPN email address because I didn't realize something at first. When I did 11 years worth of service, they gave me a plaque to celebrate 5 years. I'm like, what happened to the other 5 years?
They weren't. That's,
like,
you weren't
well,
really part of the family.
Because you was an independent contractor.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I've been at this company 20 like years, and they sent me like a little goofy pin that says like, "Congratulations on 5 years." I'm like, what are you talking about? I've been here since I was 21 years old. 5 years. It's kind of like when people like, ask me how long me and my wife been married. Like, that's half the relationship. We've been married. We've been married for 10 years, but right. We've been together for 19.
I'm like, wait a minute, so you just go. I'm like, man, you gonna just discount my other 5 years like that?
Foul. Foul. I remember one time when I went from freelance to like an actual staff employee here at ESPN, they're like, cool, here's the good news. You're not gonna be a staff employee. Here's the bad news. We're gonna cut your salary. I was like, oh, okay.
We're gonna give you a raise, but for cheaper.
Yeah, but I definitely didn't have health insurance for like 4 years. Running around without health insurance, everything changes. All your decisions change. They're like, oh, you want to go skiing? Nope. I ain't going skiing. No chance. I break
life
a leg.
Changes.
That's like 5 figures.
Here's what I want people to call in and let me know also. Since we've been doing this show 10 years, that means there were people that listened to the show when they were 15, 16, 17 that are 26, 27, and 28. Or when they were 20 that are now 30. Or 30 that are now 40. So what I want to know from you people is, how has life changed once all of your bills got in your name? Please call and let us know. Give us some advice, some tips. How has your life changed when all of your bills got in your name?
Oh, man, I miss being broke a little bit. I remember getting my check cash, and they would always say, I'd go to the check cashing place, and they'd be like, do you want to pay your bills? Because they could automatically pay your bills from there and take it out of your... I'm like, nah, I'm good. And like, I would only pay my phone bill once the phone got taken off. Like, you would have to take action for me to get money from me. Like, you got to cut the phone service. You have to cut the lights off. Like, that's how I know that you're serious. Like, all right, you take away the service, then I'll pay you. But up until then, lights are still going on, and you're not getting any of my money. None of my money.
Man.
Having $5 to get through a full weekend until payday, I miss it.
Oh,
Jalen,
man.
Here's what Nasir Jones.
So many times going into the. Go ahead. Nasir Jones? Nas? Did you say
here's
Nas?
Here's what he had to say about the state of rap music. He said the following, and I quote, I appreciate what's out there, but there's no one keeping me up at night. I hear a new rap record and think it's great, but I don't listen to it the next week. Jalen, salty old dude, or is he speaking facts?
Nas ain't the kind of person that chases the microphone. He's always been a person of very few appearances and very few words, in particular based on his all-time GOAT status. Mm-hmm. He and Jay-Z have both maintained that, and I appreciate that about both of them. On social media, in interviews, they're very select about what they say, what they invest in, and that's why both of these guys are entrepreneurs. And you agree with what he's saying. You agree.
I like some of the new stuff, though. I like it.
But overall, do you agree?
Yeah, but I'm old.
Do you agree?
I'm old. You know, I understand where I'm at. But I think Nas's new album is pretty dope, to be honest with you. I love Nas so much.
boss. You know what we gotta do? We gotta go to his restaurant in BK.
Oh, I've been there. It's good.
When I get back to the East Coast, yeah, I wanna look there. Let's go to his restaurant.
That Giannis, Antetokounmpo chicken there. No, it's dope. It's dope. It's happening too. Like, you gotta get like reservations if you wanna eat brunch there on the weekend. Like, there's a line around the block and all that.
That's dope. That's really, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, not anymore. Pre-COVID. We got some good chicken there.
Dope.
We have time for a couple voicemails. Don't forget, right now, pause. Pause the podcast. Call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you because we love to hear from you, the people, because we're trying to get the people what they want. If you call 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen is COVID. Shout out Reg. Reg the Ledge. This Coach D calling down from Vero Beach, Florida. And I got three things for you. I got a cultural regional, and I got two things about the comedians bracket. So first thing, cultural regional. I'm a basketball coach, and you know I call people scrub a lot. So I'm from up north. Is that a cultural regional thing? Calling people scrub. And next, and when it comes to the comedian bracket, I don't have social media. My family don't do it. You know what I mean? So how somebody like me gonna vote on the bracket? Gonna do it like the Ringer, like we used to do in the Grantland days? And third, listening to the list the other day, I don't know if y'all put Robin Harris on there, but I think he need to be on there. He's an icon. So get at me. Give the people what they want. Peace.
Thanks for the call, Coach. Jalen, cultural regional, calling people scrubs.
Thank you for the call, Coach. You're going to love this game, Jacoby. I'm about to spit. My AU coach, his name's Quentin Rocky Watkins. He's been coaching Michigan AAU since the 70s. Wow. He coached Magic Johnson. He coached George Gervin, Steve Smith, Derek Coleman. All of the players that have ever come through Detroit, Mark Macon, Doug Smith, all of us. He coached all of us, including me. His assistant coach, his name is Glover Ernest. Since we were young, until this day, you saw him at my mother's funeral. He still call us scrub. And we call him scrub. To this day. To this day. And let me tell you the origin of where it came from. Like Deontay Wilder. To this day. The origin, Coach, I appreciate this, and I'm putting it back in basketball for you. It was out of motivation because we talk so much. And it's like, you just a little scrub. You ain't really got no game. And so after him calling everybody scrub, we ultimately ended up calling him scrub. You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. That ended up being the interaction. So if you go up to Magic Johnson and you call him scrub, he'll know exactly what you're talking about. How about that? Number two, he's exactly right about social media. We need to allow people like him that don't vote via, don't use social media, be able to vote. How would you suggest? And yes, we definitely need the legend Robin Harris on there. So tell me, Jacoby, how do you think people like him, we're going to make voting available?
We're going to set up a website where you can vote on it, and we'll give the URL out when we have it. But there's going to be a special website for people without social media where they can vote on it there. Embeddable polls. I'm excited about this. I got some work to do. I got to get this going. Let's start. I'm going to set up the bracket. I'm going to set it up. Pat Gunther, he's done a lot of work on it. The ball's in my court right now because I know you ain't doing nothing.
Let me tell you my action item for the team.
I know what you do.
The day I see the brackets. Is the day I start booking guests to come on to talk about them.
Okay. gonna get the brackets done.
Fair.
Thank you so much, Coach, for the call. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Hey, Uncle Jalen and Jacoby. Shout out, Reg. This is Clifford from Tacoma. I'm calling because I was listening to the pod today, and I heard Jalen specifically say, and it's not the first time he said it, that LeBron and Joel need to load manage. And it occurred to me that this is the same Uncle Jalen who not too many years ago was ranting about a whole lot of other people load managing. And what really tripped me out about it is he got through the whole process of talking about that, and Jacoby didn't call him out at all. So I'm wondering, when did this transition happen? Because clearly it's something that you both are accustomed to. It's non-controversial. So when did that happen for you, Jalen? And Jacoby, what's up? That's the perfect opportunity for you to get some points. Let me know. Shout out.
Big shout to Clifford in Tacoma. Here's one thing that I just want to say as a blanket statement about Jalen and Jacoby. If you're looking for consistency, you ain't going to get it here. You know what I mean? You ain't going to get it here. Let me tell you, Clifford, we're going to answer your question, but let me tell you a story. I said that James Harden is playing the best basketball of his career. To Jalen, you jumped down my throat. You're like, that's not true. He was putting up 45 triple-doubles when he was in Houston. That's you. What you, people like you make me so mad, and you insulted my intelligence. And then I'm watching Get Up. And Jalen Rose is on Get Up and tells Greeny James Harden's playing the best basketball of his career. And I'm like, dog, you just yelled at me for saying that exact same statement. And then you're going to go on Get Up and say the same thing that I said, but you're going to flip it and bounce it and make it sound like you're having some epiphany. It's 24 hours later.
Well, the one thing about a healthy relationship is you conflict resolute. And when I realized
wait,
I was
say
wrong.
Say that again, say it again. What do you do?
I adjusted accordingly.
I ain't mad. I steal your stuff all the time. But I'm just mad. You made me sound dumb. You're just like, yo, that's so wrong. He was putting up 50-point triple doubles. That's the best basketball he's ever played. I'm like, nah, but I like the way he's moving the ball.
No.
Sharing the ball.
But in all honesty, a couple of things. This version in with the Nets, I do not believe is the best I've seen him play. I think his MVP year, like, he was incredible. He was incredible that year. As it relates to load managing, all circumstances aren't created equal. I don't want to see Jaylen Brown and Donovan Mitchell load managing. However, Joel Embiid have a major history of injury.
Yes.
The last two seasons when his team got to the playoffs, he missed game one. So my goal would be to make sure he plays game one this year, probably, right?
And two and three and four.
Okay, correct. And so in those cases like his, I see it as maintenance and or recovery because he's had major injuries. I look at that different than Paul George, who also had a horrific injury, but he's had a full recovery. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's my distinguishing factor. And for LeBron James, I mean, he's 36 years old. He can't play 75 games this year.
Yeah, this is his 19th year in the league. Like, yo, what do you want him to do?
And he get a couple of days off. It's all right.
You know that once LeBron saw Joel sit out a game, he's like, okay, good, I can sit out now. Because he wants that MVP.
And
he's
Luka.
Like, okay, fine, I can sit
and
out.
And Luka.
Yeah. Like, all right. And Anthony Davis ain't here. I'm sitting out. Clifford, thank you so much for the call. Coach, thank you so much for the call. Don't forget
thank
to call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show on Monday. We will be back Monday. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
And when you call and you leave those voicemails, make sure you shout Reg the Ledge if you want to make the show. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people time.